We knew that the hostilities would begin. We were warned about the danger, but no one believed it. At 5 a.m. on February 24, the bombing of Kolbakino Airport began. We have a very big airport in Nikolaev, and it all started there. That day, ATMs ran out of money and gas stations ran out of gas. Traffic formed at the borders very quickly, and it was impossible to break through to any borders. Most people drove through Palanka to Moldova. It was unbearable to stay in Ukraine, where there were constant air raid alerts. When we went down to the bomb shelter, there were a lot of people, and the rooms were not safe. There was moisture, mold, and fungus on the walls, and only one exit. If it collapsed, it would be a mass grave. Many men drank there. There was not enough air, and as soon as the alarm ended, I ran up 6 flights of stairs home, because the elevator had not worked since the first day of the war. As soon as you lie down to have rest, the alarm comes again, and you need to go back to the shelter. After a while, I had no energy left to go there. It was better to leave. There were only 2-3 people in our house. All the youth went to Poland, and we decided to flee to Moldova.